welcome to the Power of Progress podcast, where we talk about mindset, motion, and momentum. We get you from thinking to doing, turning your thoughts into actions. Let's break through your barriers so you can achieve your goals. I am your host, Scott Friedman, and let's get started. Welcome back to another amazing episode of the Power of Progress podcast. Before we get into it, don't forget to give the show a five-star review, leave a comment, all of those amazing things so that more people like yourself can hear the show, see the show, whatever it might be. That'd be amazing. It helps the show grow significantly. Also, if you haven't already, all of the interviews that I've been posting are now on YouTube at Power of Progress is the YouTube handle. It's also in the Instagram kind of bio I have, Scott Friedman 24. So feel free, if you want to actually watch the videos of those interviews versus just the audios, go on there. I also have some other content on there as well that you might enjoy because they're more video oriented than audio oriented. So hey, who knows, you might like those. Anyway, back to it. Today I was walking somewhere and I was listening to someone say, okay, you know, It's so hard to stick with my goals. It's so hard to do this, and I want this goal, and I don't know how to do it, and blah, 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 the normal stuff I hear. And this person was emphatic about just going at it, like everything's wrong with the world, they suck, they can't do it. So, and I know this person, I vaguely know them. So I was like, okay, look, let's try a mental experiment, just a little thought activity, and let's see if it helps, because this is what I do on a regular basis. I tell my clients to do it. I'm like, here's what we're going to do. Okay, you're lucky you know me. I'm just going to give you some free advice, unsolicited, but here I'm sick of hearing you complain, right? So we're talking, and I said, okay, so what you're doing right now, what most people do, how we're trained is what's the goal and let's go towards the goal, which is great. You should do that. But so many people are focused on the results only that every day that goes by is discouraging that they're not already there. So if your goal is, okay, in 3 months, I'm going to be down 20 pounds, every single day you're looking, it's your whole life, it consumes you, right? The goal consumes you. Now, I'm not saying it shouldn't consume you. I'm not saying that you can't be devoted or obsessed or, you know, really going after it. But what I am saying is that most people who fail, I use the word fail here, but fail when they come to achieving their goals, they give up on their goals. Oh, this isn't worth it. I'm not good enough. I can't do this. It took too long. I'm not seeing results. Or I've been going for 3 months and I've been working so hard and I'm not seeing results. You're not process oriented. You are results oriented. Okay. And again, when it comes to changing your life, I believe, and there's many people out there in this field that would probably agree with what I have to say, is you need to be process oriented. Now they're saying you gotta love the process. I'm like, okay, I get it. You're not necessarily gonna love the process of doing everything, but you do have to appreciate the process. You have to understand the process. You have to understand two things. One, you are trying to become a different person. You wanna be 40 pounds lighter? That's a different person than you are now. You wanna start working out more? That's a different person. You wanna go, you're a different person than what you are now. I guess who you are, not why, but who you are now. Understanding and accepting that, okay, if you're 40 pounds lighter, you're not going out and eating the same foods over and over again. You are different than you were before. So first, you have to accept that. If you want to make a change in your life, you have to accept that you have to change, okay? And then the other piece of advice or part of the conversation that we had was, instead of focusing on, okay, what do I have to do every single day and do this, ask yourself one simple question, okay? One simple question that I think really helps you rewire your brain and helps keep you accountable and makes you remember why you have to do it. Because it's easy to be like, oh my gosh, I don't want to get up today because I got to go to the gym, got to do it. I'm just so busy. Oh, do I really need to go today? Or, you know, oh, should I really have that piece? I want to have that piece of cake. I've been so good all week. The way you start that conversation in your head is doomed for failure. Deemed for failure, whatever it might be. You are going to fail with that. I almost guarantee it. It's a common paradigm we all have. It's, get that mental stress. Do I really, should I work out today? Or should I do this? Should I do that? Should I? Okay. Instead of asking that question of should you do something? Okay, here's the switch. I think this is so powerful. I would love to tell you, what do you think? Tell me, have you tried this? Give it a week or two. What happens in your life? Let me know. I'd love to hear the results, okay? Is ask yourself, what would this person do instead? Okay, now, for I'm going to give you a very specific concept here because it's very arbitrary or very ambiguous. Is, okay, if you're trying to lose 40 pounds, be a healthier person, instead of saying, should I work out? Say, what would the healthier version of me do? What would the 40-pound lighter version of me do in this situation? What would I do? What would my new lifestyle dictate I do, right? So what you're doing now is you're almost living or you're acting as if you've already had those results or that you are becoming that person versus trying to get to that person, okay? So it's what would the 40-pound lighter version of me do in that situation? I think the answer that you're going to come up with is, more often than not, is going to be significantly better than should I do this? Now, you could probably name it, should I do this if I want to lose 40 pounds? Okay, fine. But it's not as emotionally charged as what would my better self do? What would my goal, what would my healthier self do if, or what would the boss version of my body, if let's say you want to get a promotion or you want to make more money or whatever, you know what I mean? Like whatever the goal is, identify the question in that way. What would blank self do in this situation? So if you're trying to lose 40 pounds, it's what would my healthy self do in this situation? And there's a piece of cake in front of you, it's, they would not eat it. They wouldn't eat it. And guess what's going to happen? You're probably going to be able to break that cycle of, oh, should I have the cake? I've been so good. And the rationalizations come out and all that fun stuff. I think it's that simple. If you were to change how you talk to yourself in that one question, I think you will see a significant difference in how you're doing it, okay? And this could apply to almost any goal that you have out there, but you do need to ask it in the right way so that you don't even give yourself the chance to be lazy, the chance to not do it. This is a great way to go, okay, like, boom, that makes sense, I won't do it. Now, is it going to work every time? No, but I'm curious to hear if it works for you and how did it work and what were some of the things you did instead of not doing it, okay? For example, a couple days ago, I was like, oh my God, like, I was like, oh, I need to get food. I'm just going to order out, I'm gonna eat food, whatever. And I was like, what would my healthier, again, I have a goal as well. Like, what would my healthier self do? It was crap. Okay, I have ingredients, I'll go make food. There was a day I didn't want to work out at all, period. And besides, obviously, the last week, but where I was injured. Quote unquote injured or just more my next tweet. So listen to the last few episodes. But I was like, oh, I don't want to work out. It's too early. I'm going back to bed. And I was like, okay, what would my healthier self do? Or what would my half marathon, body do in this situation? He would go work out and go for a run, right? Like whatever it might be. So I focus on what my goal is and I am that person. What would that person do? And then it helps you kind of navigate through that path. And if you're someone who needs help identifying that person, needs help figuring out your goal and getting to where you need to go and get from point A to point B significantly faster than you could on your own, get on my calendar, myprogresscall.com. Let's have a quick meeting, one-on-one, 20 minutes, quickly talk through it. I guarantee you leave that conversation with more insight than when you started before you got on the call. So get on the calendar. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I'll talk to you on the next one. All right. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you like today's show, do me a favor and hit the follow or subscribe button and leave a 5-star review so more people like yourself can start building momentum towards their goals. Also, if you are interested in my 10 minutes to take off method, where I teach you to master your first 10 minutes and soar to victory, then book a call on my calendar at myprogresscall.com. Myprogresscall.com. Otherwise, have a great rest of your day, and I will talk to you next time.